We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We heard from Michael Bauman, who threw that no-hitter on Tuesday night, Grayson Rodriguez yesterday. And today we welcome in D.L. Hall from the Frederick Keys. Hello, D.L. How are you? Scott and Jeremy here.
I'm good. How are y'all? Thank you for having me.
So when's the last time somebody called you Dayton?
You know, I get it from my family members every now and then.
Yeah.
But as far as around the baseball park, it doesn't happen very often.
Well, we're kind of glad, because when you got drafted, they said they drafted a guy, his name is DL. That doesn't sound good. But then they they changed the DL to the IL, so you're cool now.
Yeah, I'm all good.
Hey, how about the thrill of pitching in the Futures game for you? We talked to Grayson about that yesterday. That had to be special.
Yeah, it was it was an amazing experience. It was a lot of fun. Especially having another Orioles guy there, and getting to see him throw. It was a lot of excitement, and makes you look forward to the future.
What can you tell us about yourself for fans that haven't had a chance to see you? I like asking guys, what do you got in the arsenal? What do you like to throw?
I guess you'd say I'm a big fastball guy. I like to try and work off my fastball as much as I can, and then I guess following that up would probably be my slider, being my number two pitch. But a lot of fastballs.
Well, 58 innings and 87 punchouts. Obviously, you're missing some bats, and I guess that's been part of your game, right? You've always been a strikeout pitcher.
Yeah. That's something that's progressed a lot for me this year. So it's strikeouts. It's kind of seen an increase in walks as well, but getting the strikeout numbers up is huge.
Hey, it'd be interesting to get your take on this, DL, because you were drafted by the past organization, a lot of changes in the front office, and then analytics, a lot of new things this year. You probably got into some of that in spring training, but talk a little bit about what the new regime has brought as far as helping you guys with information analytics, video, all the things that you use.
Yeah, it's been huge. Not just for me, but for a lot of guys, and not just for pitchers, also position players. Just being able to see all this information, and use some technology to help us improve our game has been huge. I think a lot of guys have seen a lot of improvements this year. And I think a lot of it has to do with having that help of analytics and things like that. So it's been awesome.
You keeping that little thing in your hat, or you pull? Can we see the guys? They take their hats off. They start looking in their hat to see what you like to throw to who. Is that how that whole thing works?
No, I actually have. I don't have anything that tells me what to throw in my hat. But I have a few things written in my hat, but nothing to tell me what to throw.
Yeah, we always see the guys taking their hat. I watched a guy the other night. It was an 0-2 pitch, and I'm going, just throw him whatever you threw him the first two times. It was going to work. He's looking at his hat. So, yeah.
Hey, tell us a little bit about some of the other guys. Brandon Hanafy, right, had a complete game shutout. He had a good one. What are you seeing from him?
Yeah, he's one of the front name guys that have seen improvements from the analytical point of view. He's been working on a lot of stuff, and I've seen being able to watch him all year. I've seen a lot of improvement from him, and a lot of other pitchers on our staff as well. But yeah, he's done a phenomenal job for sure.
What's the difference between A ball and now moving up to high A as far as the competition? What are you seeing? Anything different from the hitters? The way they approach you?
I think the biggest difference I've seen is guys don't swing it as much junk as they do in low A. Everybody has a much better eye. I think that goes along with each level that you go up. The hitters they spit on more pitches that they don't like, and the zone's also smaller from behind the plate.
Well, you growing up as a Georgia kid, were you a big Braves fan, Falcons fan? How'd that go?
Yeah,
Bulldog.
I was a Braves guy growing up. Big Chipper Jones fan growing up, and then kind of shifted my way over to the Orioles, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, hey, nothing wrong with that. I mean, what, Chipper, what was his, what, Larry? Is that was his first name?
I'm not sure.
You remember that? Everybody called him Chipper. I don't know how the hell that started, but, you know, Dayton, we're going to keep going with DL here.
Yeah, so. There you go. So I guess Georgia Bulldogs, too, in the SEC?
No, actually. not a Georgia fan. I'm actually a Florida State fan.
Yeah, he was going to go there.
Play college at. So.
Yeah, okay. All right. Good. Cool.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, you talked about, you know, we're looking at the punch outs. The walks are probably a little higher than you want to be. Is that the thing you're working on the most, is better location and not as many free passes?
Yeah, you know, kind of like I said, you know, having a little bit smaller zone and facing, you know, hitters that have a little bit better, you know, eye, I guess you could say, is kind of, you know, it's a big thing to just be able to throw strikes. You know, when I'm in the zone, I feel pretty confident, but, you know, it's just a matter of staying in the zone and not giving guys free passes.
Give the fans a little feel for life in the minor leagues, the bus trips, the schedule that can get kind of hectic. What's that been like for you both last year and this year?
It's definitely a lot different, you know, coming from high school to this, you know, it's especially last year in Delmarva, you know, Delmarva is, you know, one of the worst travel, has some of the worst travel in all of minor league baseball. So, I mean, it's rough, you know, being on a bus for that long, but, you know, I'd rather be doing this than any other job.
There you go.
So I can't complain too much.
Yeah, very good.
Hey, I wanted to get we're talking to D.L. Hall, Frederick Keyes pitcher here on the Scott Garceau Show. You know, you talk about all the different levels and how things are set up before the season. Do you set goals for yourself, or are you just going out there and kind of doing your thing and you know, letting the chips fall where they may as far as, you know, when you get caught up or what your expectations may be at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have goals that you want to reach. You know, something me and my pitching coach kind of talked about is you want to go out there with the mindset that you're trying to pitch in Camden Yards this year. You don't want to go out there with the mindset that you want to be, you know, pitching in Frederick this year. You want to pitch like there's a chance that, you know, that you're going to be pitching, you know, in Baltimore. And I think that's a, you know, kind of a mindset thing that I try to keep, you know, even though, you know, you're young and things like that, you still want to, you know, try and have that mindset to keep pushing to, you know, go as high as you can.
Set the bar high. It's working so far, DL. Thanks a lot. I know you got stretch coming up in a little bit, so we don't want you late for anything. Get fined, and then it's our fault, and we got to pay half the fine with you, and we don't have any money. Thanks, DL. Be good.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.